Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Relative to the size and scope of many ag development grant approvals, $15,000 in Taylor County approved for their new greenhouse at the local high school was small. But local ag teacher Ryan Williams knows it's already paying big dividends.
We are very fortunate here in Taylor County to have a very supportive Board of Education as well as Farm Bureau Federation that believes in the education of our youth, not to count our Kentucky Agriculture Development Fund.
They have a relatively new high school and needed a new greenhouse for teaching purposes. It became operational in March and teaches lessons from horticulture to business finance.
That's one of the things I try to incorporate into our program. My greenhouse has a manager, it has an assistant manager, a marketing manager, and we added this year a scheduling manager. And what we do is we hire students that take that class to help run it in the springtime for our community members who want to come throughout the day. And it kind of works toward their cooperative education hours as well as gives that student the opportunity to hold a job in a business type setting.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The new greenhouse at Taylor County High, made possible by an ag development grant, says ag teacher Ryan Williams, has community impact far beyond his students, and the new system there allows operation 12 months a year.
Previously, our students would only get to use our greenhouse there at the high school for around 8 months. Now, the greenhouse, from an educational standpoint, can be utilized year-round, not only for our high school students, but also for our community members. Our extension agent we've hired this year in horticulture, we've worked with her, and I told her, I said, you can teach classes in that if you so wish for our community.
Back to the students, among their activities is a spring plant sale for local folks.
It is our largest spring fundraiser here in our county for our ag department. We typically use the funds that we generate here to take care of our students who go to states and national conventions, as well as being able to help them to afford camps and things of that nature.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.